Welcome to Cybersecurity Shall Be C-Level Priority, the podcast that puts the digital world to the test. Cyber attacks are on the rise, and data is the most valuable asset in today's world. But how can we protect what matters most to us? Drawing on the latest insights, effective strategies, and practical tools, we'll show you how to create a more secure digital environment. Because one thing is clear, security isn't negotiable. It's a top priority.
So GRC stands for Governance, Risk, and Compliance, first of all. And it's a methodology actually made up of these three components. Here, we take into account the internal rules that everyone in an organization or company should follow, usually within a management system, for example. There are different aspects that we should consider regarding GRC tools or GRC solutions.
Hello. Hello and welcome to a new episode. Cybersecurity is a top priority, the podcast. Today with my dear colleague, whom I've known for over a year now, namely Nadesha. Nadesha, before we introduce you, I already mentioned that we are colleagues at Digital. Many people have always asked me, who is Digital anyway? And Nico, who do you work for? That's why I thought, come on, I want to show who else works at Digital and how many great, exciting jobs or people there are at Digital. And now I would suggest, Nadesha, why don't you say a couple of sentences about yourself? Who are you? What do you do? And then we want to talk about an exciting topic.
Of course. Thank you, Nico, first of all, for inviting me here. I'm Nadesha, or just Nadesha for short. Pretty nice. I've been at Digital for almost 4 years now. We've known each other for a year, as I already mentioned. And I do GRC. No, governance, risk, and compliance. That's what we'll briefly talk about today. And if it should be, of course, in the future as well, I'm looking forward to that too.
Yes, you already mentioned it. We want to talk about the topic GRC tools. But before we get started, maybe first, what is it actually GRC?
Yes, that's a very good question, what GRC is. You can actually say that, I'll just put it in these words, that GRC, it means governance, risk, and compliance first. And that's a methodology actually made up of these three components there. It takes into account the internal rules based on which each organization or company would normally have to operate within a management system. For example, that could very well be not just cybersecurity or information security. It can also be other management systems. Risk management, that's very clear. So that's our framework. That's also the backbone of everything we usually do in this field. And compliance, that's everything that has to do with regulation. The laws that we know today, everyone, not just from the EU, but internationally, locally. And what else there is about compliance rules? That would just be a very brief overview, of course. That's a more complex topic. But that's just a quick and broad way to put it, what GRC means.
We often talk about NIS2, DORA, and others, especially in our bubble. That's always the compliance part of GRC. And today we want to specifically talk about the topic GRC tools, curse or blessing. What do you think, especially based on your experience here, when you're with clients? When it comes to the topic of tooling, do you see a lot of tools on the market in the GRC area? Or do you say, hey, a tool is one thing, but the other is, how do you even position yourself within the company about that topic?
Yes, that's a topic I really enjoy talking about because it really takes on a lot of speed. So speed, and you could perhaps also say, yes, Jersey platforms or any other SaaS solutions for all the Jersey problems, that's of course all very great. It's magical. It can solve all our problems. That would simply be the statement we keep getting, what AI is, for example, and that it can do and solve everything. But I might have a slightly different approach, and one would also need to look at this topic from a different angle. And there are various and numerous different aspects that we should consider regarding important and significant GRC tools, or perhaps GRC solutions. And indeed, one should always talk about this so-called holy triad budget, people, and time, whether you even have the money for it. For example, if it's about an enterprise GRC, the people for it, who of course also know about it or can be trained in it, can be trained and continue to engage with it. And of course, also the time that you can take for the whole thing. And I also took something from your last podcast with me, for example, from this CISO conversation, that one should balance between decisions and what can really be done in reality, what is actually feasible and what makes sense. And for this reason, one should also ask themselves the questions: for which company does your jersey make? Does the tool even make sense? Am I even ready for that? And what is my motivation behind it? What am I even supposed to use this for? What purpose is it supposed to serve? In that sense, it's something specific that only my jersey team would use instead of any Excel spreadsheets. And just to show the auditor that you're already more modern with it, to demonstrate to the auditor that you're already more modern with it, or is it applicable in a broader or more holistic way? And nonetheless, it really is practical, or rather an overkill for me and for my team, or for everyone who would even use that. And Nico, there's also something here you have to keep in mind all the time. I mean, if you're dealing with GSC anyway, you think about this due diligence and due care. So these are the due diligence obligations that one should always consider in the planning. And it's, of course, about optimizing the processes so that at some point, of course, you can also deal with the whole, what about something? When it comes to internal rules and also external regulations, and when it comes to risk management, then it can be automated and, of course, continuously improved. In my opinion, it is for smaller companies and, for example, even SMBs. So it's for smaller companies and, for example, even SMBs. So small, medium enterprises or even startups that really don't have well-established information security processes or systems behind them. That might be an overkill for sure. You could maybe use smaller or lighter solutions for that, because in the end, it's actually a life cycle. Use lighter solutions because in the end, it's actually a life cycle. So if you've already made that decision, then you have to, as I said, not only secure the budget for it, but also take the time and get the people involved. Because governance, risk, and compliance is not a sprint, but a long-term marathon. You also have to be aware of that, and so that it ultimately becomes successful.
I might just jump in here for a moment, because I think you mentioned an important point, and I often see that with our clients, or generally, whenever I talk about this topic of GRC tools. Just recently, I had a meeting with a client who wants to implement a GRC tool, and he is completely unaware what it means to implement such a tool, and that a tool is not the ultimate solution that does everything perfectly, that ultimately does my SMS, but rather that a tool is more for documentation purposes and can primarily also carry out processes, a workforce management system, and so on and so forth. But a GRC tool is a help for the ISMS. And one point that you also brought up, I always find that important too. This all-in-one solution topic, many companies that then look for a GRC tool that feels like it can do everything, contract management, CMDB, and all sorts of other things in one, or I just have a GRC tool. What suddenly is supposed to include data protection as well, or whatever? And I often see problems there as well. And then there's this topic of being both a curse and a blessing, where many companies think, I now have a GRC tool, it suddenly has to cover everything. And with that, I'm on the right track. In other words, this is now replacing my classic ISMS process. And I often see this miscommunication from the companies that sell such tools. And that's always promoted. When you implement such a tool, you have everything you need, but you must never forget the processes and you shouldn't overlook the surrounding aspects. And yes, it is a support. It can support you well, and it can also be your data foundation. Especially if you want to get certified or you have a certificate, then you naturally have a tool where you can easily show the auditor and say, here, this is how we did it. This is how we did that. But it's not just the tool that ultimately defines your every semester.
Yes, exactly. That's definitely very important, that you should first have a certain level of maturity so that it ultimately makes sense that you implement such a GRC tool and that this tool ultimately works for you and the organization, and not that it somehow ends up being an overkill. What I also wanted to mention is this commercialization of the different GRC tools. There are some that are really very powerful. They are oriented towards really large companies, like enterprise level, really large companies. So enterprise-like, they are, of course, also paid for and so on and so forth. There's a lot of effort behind that. There are also those that are more affordable, simpler. There are even free GRC tools. They are more affordable, simpler. There are even free GRC tools. I'm not going to name any brands or names right now, but you really have to think about it, what the real need is for this, and whether you are really ready for it, because we should think security-oriented and not market-oriented, if you understand me correctly. And with Jersey, that's, of course, yes, there. You really have to pay close attention to that, that it really is also for the processes, for the business, and for the team itself. In the end, well, it makes sense, but not too much. It also creates more work because you're introducing the Jersey tool to make your work and your life easier. So that's the point of it, to somehow automate processes and procedures, and not for you to be more and more in the background. You do that so that everything ultimately works. And that's why one should drive this automation of compliance with any regulations or rules, but really with sense and moderation.
And I think you've also touched on an important point here. It's perfectly fine if, for example, you do your structural analysis with Excel. So depending on how big the company is, makes perfect sense. Does that make sense now? In a large mid-sized company or corporation, everyone has to decide for themselves. But I keep seeing this statement again and again. Yes. You can't use Excel anymore. It's not good enough. Service providers, this and that. If that fits your process, or if it fits the context of the company, then you could theoretically use Excel. I would always encourage you to think about it if you can't present that better. Because in the end, an Excel sheet is also more effort, like, for example, a CAC tool. But you don't have to jump right in making the leap from an Excel sheet to a GRC tool. There are still various levels in between. You can easily do that, for example, with a ticketing system or a workflow-based system. And there, I believe, it's also a bit of it takes a certain intuition to determine how can I better integrate myself into the company through, am I using someone in the Excel spreadsheet? Am I using some workflow management, or am I using someone in a GRC tool? That can make working with it easier for me, but it's just not like that. And that's what you also said. You have that a GRC tool, the all-in-one solution that ends up managing my entire ISMS, or it manages my entire data protection, my entire compliance management, but it's really just a tool support, as I said, that helps me process this data, edits. I have workflows that I can manage with it, so it is supported in that way, but IT is not. So it's not just about a GRC tool.
Yes, exactly. When we have this terminology today, for the co-pilot, that would be, for example, I would be the pilot and my GRC tool would be my co-pilot in that situation. So it's just a support that's a facilitator, so to speak, but it's not what one should think of as the greatest solution of all time. And it doesn't have to be the greatest solution of all time. And it doesn't have to be that, what you briefly mentioned, because it would somehow look better if you were to use a fancy tool. If you were to use a fancy tool, that's also going a bit in the direction of reputation reporting. So that maybe in some audits, or even, for example, at customer meetings, it looks a bit better. So that you really have these fancy dashboards and screenshots, whatever you can use from the GSC, then also has, but you have to really, as I said, be prepared for that. And yes. Having all that knowledge in the background before the GSC so that it really works
You're bringing up an important topic because we've already talked about it. What is the curse? What is the blessing of such a tool? What has been your experience regarding how I can implement such a tool? I've often encountered this in projects when we've implemented such tools that often people don't think about it, about a migration. So how do I get the data from my existing system into the new system or you just started completely fresh because they said, we're going to throw the old one away anyway and don't need it anymore. What has been your experience? What tips would you give to someone who is about to implement such a tool, who wants to implement such a tool?
Definitely, you have to be very clear what the scope is. For example, do you have something that is already established as a management system, whether it's on Excel spreadsheets or whatever, SharePoint documentation? Or should you just start everything from scratch or from the very beginning? Then really, if we don't have a clear scope from the beginning, or rather try to refine that scope during the time we are implementing everything, to refine it, when we implement the whole thing, that takes up too much time and can also lead to mistakes. And we definitely don't want that. What I can say is that, for example, nowadays you can also do things in a modular way and not the biggest blown up platforms. You can use functions, for example, from the enterprise platforms. You can, for example, approach some of these GRC tools in a modular way and say, okay, my scope nowadays is such that I would definitely need a risk management module that would, for example, make what we are already doing easier. Approach this GRC tool and say, okay, now my scope these days is such that I would definitely need a risk management module that would, for example, make what we are already doing easier, and that it would also optimize it and even automate it. And maybe you can move forward with smaller steps like that until, for example, you say, okay, now we can maybe fully automate. But as I said, the scope is very important. That's also the case with audits. The scope is very important. What the organization really needs and what has also been synchronized with these business benefits. And yes, that's actually what I would recommend, that you approach such platforms step by step.
Yes, you also brought up an important point for me. Addressed service providers gradually align people and tools. You can't just introduce a tool where a person can't really handle it at all, or where they don't even know what he has to do. Looking to the future, I'm using my favorite buzzword from the podcast, AI, again. Where do you see in GRC tools the future with AI? So do you already see developments in the GRC area with AI? Or do you think, hey, these are definitely topics that are still ahead of us?
Yes. So as someone who has a lot to do with all three of these aspects in governance, risk management, and compliance, I have to say first that you should approach AI or AI very cautiously. Should approach no matter what it's about. First of all, I think that's clear, but you still have to say it today. So we're looking at how AI continues to develop, but it's still not at a point where you can really say AI can do everything instead of us or whatever. So I would see that you would use AI in conjunction with such Jersey tools, for example. So any future risks, I would say to predict risks or compliance violations from a historical perspective, trends that have already happened, for example, and what kind of compliance landscape coverage you have. Because you can really use a lot of big data or something about data at all. Take this, the local international from regulations and laws, and then also the trends beforehand, as I said, and of course the company itself, also what is possible at all to take data and analyze it and foresee these trends, thanks to AI, for example, because AI is really meant to analyze big data. That's already clear to everyone. With that, for example, also this compliance, this complicated compliance landscape is recorded and also monitor it. Because we see, for example, that in the EU, almost every year, new regulations and acts or laws are published. And sometimes it's really very difficult as GFC expert to be in alignment, or rather to really know all this information properly, in which country, for example, or in which region, what it is, new cybersecurity regulations are coming. And AI can help with that, for example, so that you receive this information. And then I can also imagine that the end of the session, AI, a subsidy is for the different decisions that should be made. So simply decision support. And this is done with the help of all this data analysis and risk assessments, what we talked about. And last but not least, when we talk about audits and assessments or examinations, even today you can use it to, for example, to automate this due diligence for suppliers or service providers, so that you can simply send out such questionnaires based on the previous rating of the service providers or suppliers, whoever is able to get that at all. And you can't do that manually anymore, but simply automated through the process in the GRC tool. I can imagine such aspects, like the whole thing with AI, can be supported.
Yes, thank you very much for your feedback, especially regarding the future. I think what I would say again about the future is, especially when it comes to AI, especially these decisions and where data is being analyzed, I also see the future in that, and I can definitely imagine that AI is indeed able to do it, to bring this tool even more into workflow-based topics, notifications, something needs to be done, and so on. I definitely see topics there. But what you also see, especially a GRC tool as a help for someone, but I want to repeat, it's not the only one. And I think we can wrap up today's podcast, curse and blessing of GRC tools. I would actually say it's a blessing for many companies that can simply take a red thread with them or create an improvement with it. Even if you want to get away from your lizard for a bit, but it doesn't mean that such a tool is mandatory, that everyone needs something like this. But maybe write it in the comments after all, which C tool are you using? Feel free to give some feedback on that.
Provider.
Exactly. This time also gladly with names, so we can see what tools you have in use. And I would say that's it for this episode. Cybersecurity is a top priority. Thank you very much for being with us today. And I would say we'll see each other next time.
Thank you very much from me as well. Thank you.